We'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off Parak Yudalid in the red edition Kuf Nun Gimel. So remember again, we were speaking about the three different types of Prishus, three different types of separation. So now we find ourselves in the third category. The first one is what he called Prishus Bahanos, literally separating oneself from permitted pleasures, which is what we spoke about again extensively last week. The second one was Prishus Bedinim, being Machmir in certain areas of Halacha, if I feel that it is necessary ultimately again to help me advance my personal agenda. And now we're up to number three, which is Prishus B'minhagim, which is a certain amount of separation in my interpersonal conduct, that knowing who to socialize with, who not to socialize with, when to socialize, when not to socialize. So look what he writes. He says, so actually let's begin in Kuf Nun, on page Kuf Nun Beis by section Gimel, it's the beginning of the section Vav. Prishus B'minhagim, he spoke to those v'hi badal min ha'chevra ha'medinis. So Prishus B'minhagim means a separation, and sometimes a distance within my interpersonal groups. L'fanos libo al ha'avodav is bonus b'kraina. But remember, this is different. This is not saying separating from people who are a negative influence. That's obvious. Rather, what this is referring to over here is that although it's good to have friends and it's good to be socially connected, it's also important for a person to have some time to themselves and some time by themselves to think, to contemplate. This bonus page Kuf Nun Gimel ubitnai shlo yita gam baze ala katsa acher. Rabbi says, even with this, one has to be careful not to gravitate towards the opposite extreme. Shekvar amru chazal, shekvar amru zichronim l'racha, the olam teidato shel adam u'reves ma'abrios. Rabbi says, this is important. What he's saying is, there's a certain amount of interpersonal precious that a person is supposed to have, namely, that there should be time that I'm by myself. There should be time that I'm not, connecting or interacting with others. There should be time that I'm just a little bit withdrawn into myself in order to focus on myself. However, writes the Ramchal, that one should make sure not to take this to an extreme. And the extreme could be, the extreme means that a person has to be mu'urav mabrios. A person has to know how to get along with other people. V'chein amru, cherev al abadim v'no alu, cherev al sonehem shal tamidi chacham sheyoshvim bad bebad va'oskim batorah. Literally, a sword should fall upon the enemies of Torah scholars. Or we'll say enemies of Torah scholars is a euphemism for Torah scholars who do not do the right thing. Namely what? That they sit bad bebad. They sit each one alone and they learn Torah. But we'll say the idea being that chevra, being part of a good group, is something that's exceptionally important. Eli yischaber ha'adam im ha'tovim. Person should connect with good people, good peers. Zman ma'ashem etztarech lo, whenever it's necessary. Lili Mudo, Ola Parnasaso. So we'll say you have to connect with good people to further your learning. You have to connect with good people to further your business. However, if you spoke it achrikach, li davik be'elokav, ulahasig darche yosher vavodamitis. But we'll say after a person goes ahead and engages in the necessary interpersonal connection, a person must also make sure to take a little bit of time to be alone with themselves. Right? Li davik. And again, at that time, I'm not just being alone, We spoke about this a lot when we learned Da Es Atzmecha a long time ago. But the Ramchal is really advancing the same idea, although his chaf over here is not as much the focus on the self, but more a focus on taking the time to build my personal relationship with Hashem. That's the idea, that sometimes we become so involved with others that we forget to build up our own relationship. Therefore, although it's important to be socially connected, and although it's important to have a connection with good people, with good relationships, and I need it for my learning, and I need it for my business, it's also important to take time to be by yourself. In order that, because it will say, during that time when I'm by myself, that I have the ability really to think about my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, ubichlal zeh, lema'id diburo, ulezahir min asicha medela. So what's included in this is to try to minimize the amount you speak. This is a very important yisod. Right? To minimize the amount that I speak, that a person has to realize that there is not always a need to go ahead and comment on everything. There's not always a need to be able to have a response to everything. That a person has to limit the amount that they say. Certainly, again, sicha betela. Sicha betela means unnecessary chatter. And a person should not look outside of their Dalet Amos. I will say, looking outside, what is that you're looking at? Looking outside of your Dalet Amos. What that means is, a person doesn't have to be involved in every single thing. A person has to know what they're supposed to be involved in, but a person also has to know what they're not supposed to be involved in. The Chol Kiyotze Bazeh, Min Ha'inyonim Sha'adam Margila Sasmo, Achnish Arim Lo Batava Eltinu Osa. And I will say, this is just one example of many different examples of different behaviors, where if a person habituates themselves in them, they become part of his teva. So we'll say these three parts. Remember, so precious bahano, separating yourself from permitted pleasures, precious bedinim, accepting upon yourself chumras in halacha, additional stringencies, because you realize that they're necessary to build yourself up, and what he called just now precious b'minhagim. So interpersonal distance, knowing when to connect with people, but also knowing when to have a little bit of time by myself. All three of these things, even though we've spoken in just generalities, you see that these things are very overarching. So we'll say one of the things we've established, and the Ramchal feels the need to say this over and over. He says, understand, I am not giving you the full picture in this particular, in these matters. What I'm doing is, I'm giving you broad strokes. I'm giving you broad strokes. And in the broad strokes, ultimately, again, you learn the general concepts, but every single detail, it's impossible to capture every single detail within a particular safe, within a particular chapter, but rather, again, I'm giving you the broad strokes, the framework, and the Ramchal says the details you'll have to figure out as you enter into life. Perek Tesvav, chapter 15, Bedarchei Knias HaPrishus. So we'll say now this section is, how do we acquire the Midah of Prishus? And in brackets he says, V'archoka Mimafsideha, and how to distance myself from those things that prevent me from actualizing my Prishus. He goes on, he says, So we'll say, how do I acquire this midah? Because we'll say, I don't know if it's the hardest midah, but I think we'd all agree it's a difficult midah. Why is it a difficult midah? Because first of all, separating myself from permitted pleasures is difficult. That it's just difficult by itself. Being machmir on things that I need to be machmir on because they further my spiritual agenda, also difficult. Because the truth is, even without being machmir, you know, being a good Jew is challenging. And number three, you know, knowing people don't like to be alone, right? The concept of precious, ultimately, again, interpersonal social precious is not easy. So the Ramchal writes, so therefore, we need the mechanisms or the strategies as to how to go ahead and acquire this midah. So how should we do it? He should be sheistakel adam bigrios ta'anugos ha'olam hazeh. So a person has to begin by looking at, literally, the grios, the fact that the pleasures of this world are not as important as sometimes we make them. So we'll say the first thing that Ramchal says is that a person has to look at worldly pleasure and realize that it's not as great as we think it is. Now let's be very careful with these words. The Ramchal is not telling us that we have to become ascetic. I always say this, right? The Ramchal is not telling us that we therefore have to swear off or give up earthly pleasure, right? That wouldn't fly, right? That wouldn't fly. What he's saying over here is perspective. It's all, we spoke about on Shabbos, it's all about your perspective in life. And what the Ramchal is saying is, there are some people that make the pursuit of pleasure, that's their key objective in existence. Well, if the pursuit of pleasure is your key, if that's your goal, if your goal is to acquire pleasurable circumstances, then the Ramchal says that throws just your whole life, your like internal settings. It throws it off. It throws it off. Because why? Because if life becomes all about pleasure, what happens with a person like that? Person never stops. A person never stops. Because we're both like, we know that if life becomes about pleasure, even if after I acquire pleasure A, so what's going to happen? That was great, but I now want pleasure B, and C, and D, and E. And ultimately, the problem with that is that there comes a certain point in time where a person is no longer satisfied, even by just permitted pleasures, but a person feels the need to satisfy their desires with prohibited pleasures. Therefore, the Ramchal just says it's important to understand that whereas pleasure is enjoyable, but pleasure is temporal and finite. At the end of the day, it's nice. You don't have to swear it off. You can definitely go for it if you'd like, but don't make it the most important thing in life. Rather, realize that even the most pleasurable things at the end of the day are finite and fleeting. Because we will say that which our teva, our nature, often shifts us towards certain pleasures. And we'll say sometimes we need such incredible strength in order to be able to distance ourselves from certain pleasures. What is that a result of? This is a result, ultimately, again, of the eyes being seduced by certain things that we see and feeling that we ultimately need it. The truth is, if you think about it, you know, everything always comes back to Adam and Chava. Well, how did the first sin occur, right? Why did Chava do what she did? So we'll say, what does the Torah say? The woman, Chava, saw that the tree was good to eat, the fruit was good to eat, and it was desirable to the eyes. And as we'll say, her intention wasn't to rebel against God. Her intention was what? Wow, that looks really good. That looks really good. Why shouldn't I be able to enjoy that? Now, listen, now the problem with that, of course, becomes that if a person has a perspective that life is about pleasure, then the fundamental question becomes, well, why shouldn't I be able to enjoy it? If it's here and my life is about pleasure, I want to enjoy as much as I can. And therefore, says the Ramchal, you see that this mindset has disastrous results. When a person realizes that sometimes the good things in life that we see, the pleasures, are really not pleasurable at all, but exceptionally detrimental. So what happens? Meduma ubali shum hasmada nechona. And ultimately, again, the negativity that could result of it is quite severe and intense. He says, "Be'emes v'adai shi'imas bo v'lo yiritziu klal." Now, that's what the Ramchal is saying, and this is very important, is that, remember, here he's talking about prishos hano, ultimate or prishos tanugim, the ability to abstain, the ability to separate myself from even certain permitted pleasures. How does one do that? So, the Ramchal suggests it begins with proper perspective. And in this case, what proper perspective means is that a person realizes that those things that look so pleasurable and those things that look so enjoyable, number one, they're fleeting, number two, they're finite, and number three, even if they are technically permitted, over time they could get me into trouble. Because we'll say the idea is if a person imbibes too much pleasure, ultimately, again, pleasure becomes their ultimate goal in life. And when pleasure becomes the goal, that's when we get ourselves into all kinds of trouble. Let's just go a little bit weiter. One more line. He says, Hine, ta'anug ha-ma'achal hua yosir v'choshum roger. So this is interesting. So the Ramchal says sometimes the greatest danger is tanug, is the pleasure from eating. Why? Because hu muchash umurgash. If you take a look at footnote 22, he says, muchash umurgash, be'yoso taloi b'chomer ha-niklat ayde achushim, it's a pleasure, ultimately, again, that is embedded in the body. First of all, the need to eat, obviously, is a normative need. But the idea is, this is one in which excess is so easy. He goes on, he says, listen to this. Let's analyze the act of eating. When a person eats, so the most one can ingest at one time is the amount that one could swallow. Once it descends down into my stomach, it's as if the food is forgotten like it never was. We'll say, this is very interesting. If you notice, right, whether a person barburim avusim is like fattened hens. So whether a person goes ahead and eats fattened hens, or a person eats coarse bread. Well, you know what the interesting part is? At the end of the day, right, what's the bottom line? If you eat enough of either, what's going to happen? right? You're satisfied, right? So it's an incredible muster if you think about it. You're satisfied. It's true, again, it's true, Lamaisa, of course, the eating experience will be much more enjoyable again with the barburim avus and the fattened hens. But at the end of the day, it's a fascinating thing that if I eat enough of the coarse bread also, I'll be satisfied as well. And I will say, either way, the body will take what it needs. It excretes the rest. So it's an amazing thing that Ramchal says how much emphasis we go ahead and we place on the act of eating and what we eat and how we eat and when we eat and how, all these different things. And yet at the end of the day, it's so for naught. I mean, it's not for naught. It's good to take pleasure in the eating experience. What Ramchal is saying is, again, remember, just be careful how caught up you get. Because at the end of the day, what do you get from this act of eating? You get a full stomach. But Lamaisa, you can get that same full stomach from the fattened hens, as well as from the lechem kibar. Lu achel menekidei svia. The chol shekinim yaso el libo arbas. You know, actually, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tashem with chol shekinim Emir Tashem tomorrow.